Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cal McLish. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting second. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuntz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Gonzalez moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball four. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Bertel and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Covington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Covington. Brock goes all the way around to score. Santo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Amaro is called out on strikes. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. McLish reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Coons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coons is 0 for 1 in the game. Coons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Demeter. Hubbs moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Santo reaches second base with a double. Hubbs scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severs moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison throws the ball into Amaro, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre pinch hits for Cal McLish. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dallas Green pinch runs for Frank Torre. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green scores. Callison moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 3 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch runs for Clay Dalrymple. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Savage moves to second. Dave Girard now pitching. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savage scores. Demeter moves to third. It's Phillies, 3, Cubs, 3. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demeter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amaro. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Amaro steals second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Ted Savage now playing left field. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. It's 5-3, Phillies. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rodgers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.